become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. Some city schoolyard. When bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take
good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours. Let me catch my breath. On this 25th day of January 2005, I was given some information here about RBNLive.com. Robbie Noel dug this up for me. And we're looking at the numbers, the percent of increase via internet that people are listening to this radio network. And this is my proof, folks, so I hope you're listening very, very carefully. When I said bumper stickers, bumper stickers, bumper stickers, when we started this bumper sticker, you can actually prove this and chart it out, that the increase in listenership. Now, 3 months change, up 192,918. I don't know exactly what all that means, except to say, out of a couple of million websites worldwide, we're ranked, it's getting up there, folks. And we can only attribute this to one thing, and that's the word getting out about the network. Now, how are they finding out about it? That's right. Those stupid bumper stickers that you people still not have called up and said, hey, I'll take one of those bumper stickers. Folks, it's all of our duties and obligations to make our fellow Americans aware. I'm not asking you to go up and knocking on doors or playing panhandler out in the street with information. No, we're just simply giving a site that people, with themselves, at their own comfort level, can discover the truth. So I'm going to ask you again today, and I'll give you the address. First off, the number, 800-724-2719 for the bumper stickers, and they're free. Or you can just simply write us at Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 South Mays, that's M-A-Y-S, Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, that's two words, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Come on, folks. Put the bumper stickers on your cars and trucks. Don't put them on stop signs or immovable objects. Make them a rolling billboard. The numbers are working. Numbers is what's going to get this constitutional republic back on track.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
My guest today, Reverend Ted Pike, on the hate crime legislation that's pending to be introduced. We'll get to Mr. Pike here in a moment. I want to mention Truth Seekers. Because we care, and there's comfort in knowing. You better know what's going on around you, folks. It's going to be for your survival. Tonight is Galen Ross, the new book, The Elite Don't Dare Let Us Tell the People. And this is going to be at the Fajita Warehouse on Highway 620 North. For more information, area code 512, of course, 577-5394. And that's going to last from 7:30 until 9:30 or thereabouts. So be there. Starts at, as I said, 7:30 at the Fajita Warehouse, 12233 Highway 620 North. And for you folks down here, that's north on 183 to 620. Take a left, restaurant on left before third light. I won't repeat that. But 12233 Highway 620. If you're on computer, just go to MapQuest and you can get the directions. If not, 577-5394, and I will be out there tonight. Robbie Noel will be there. Jack Blood will be there, and who knows who all is going to show up. But folks, this is how we do things. This is how we get together and commiserate and, you know, support each other. Online with me, Reverend Ted Pike, and let me Let me tell you a little bit about the Reverend here. He started the National Prayer Network, and that's the primary resource center in America educating the public on the danger of hate crimes legislation. Today, 49 states have passed some type of hate crimes law. Such local laws threaten free speech and must be repealed, but of paramount importance to freedom-loving Americans is the defeat of the Local Law Enforcement Act, that's called LEA. This federal hate crimes bill is now virtually certain to be passed this spring, folks, coming up here in a couple of months, 2005, with a majority of Senate and House members having declared in favor of it. Now, we're going to find out why this is so dangerous. I have online with me Reverend Pike. Ted, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am, John.
Well, I'm glad to have you here this afternoon. We're kind of going to do a couple of things here. A little bit later, we're going to have Michael Markovich, and that's Repent America. You folks might have seen this on the news a couple of weeks ago about the arrest that took place of the 11 Christians opposing the... is there a polite term for this, Ted?
Well, it's a huge homosexual rally there. They claim 22,000 homosexuals were declaring that they had come out of the closet. It's called Outfest. It's supposed to be the biggest coming out day in the nation.
And I just want them to go back in the closet. I don't want to come. And Ted, I've said this repeatedly on my program, and I'll preface this program by saying the same thing. Look, I don't care what you do with your reproductive parts. What I am opposed to, and I'll let you deal with your God on that issue, whether it's a sin or whether it's not. Here's my point, that what they're doing is they're giving government-sponsored, government-mandated programs into the schools to teach tolerance, diversity, healthy, normal, alternative lifestyle. It's being protected. Now, for you Christian people out there, you know this is an abomination. Well, we've got a secular humanist out there that don't see it that way. They just got giddy ha-has, and they'll do anything to satisfy themselves. And I'll say this again. Put it back in the bedrooms of America. Do not put it out in the schools. Don't teach the curriculum that this is normal, happy, healthy, and whatever else. Because, Ted, the way I look at it, they're just making more homosexuals out of this deal.
Yes, and actually the same government of the city of Philadelphia, which is prosecuting these Christians, funds the Outfest Festival, I understand, at the tune of $22,500 every year. So there we have this double standard in which Christian values are termed unloving, hateful, etc., while homosexual perverse values are simply an alternative lifestyle.
Well, I guess if I was a bank-robbing individual, a career criminal, I guess I could consider myself to be not mainstream and out of the flow of society, but that would not make my motivations for my rebellious nature any more legitimate than what I see going on here. And, you know, we've seen all the crying towels come out. I mean, but the problem here is that we have laws against violence against people for their belief systems, their sexual preferences, whatever else. There are laws on the books. We can't damage another person for their opinion. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. As a matter of fact, I think it's guaranteed in this country, if I'm not mistaken. But the problem I'm having, and if we do not put the brakes on this, if we do not challenge, because they're given every opportunity on any electronic media, any print media, radio, to keep promoting this agenda, and it is up to us to stop this. Now, Ted, you said something interesting to me before the program today, and you made reference to your brethren in the pulpits. Now, you're an ordained minister.
Yes.
And every once in a while, I will see programming that is against the homosexual agenda. Not as much as it should be, nor am I seeing too many pastors and preachers talk about the abortion issue or anything else. Some people say that this is a distraction. I say it's a destruction of the American value system.
Yes, I believe that as a minister of the gospel, I'm obligated to tell truth in any way I see it. It might be political truth, it might be religious truth, it might even be artistic truth, but truth is truth, and It's wrong for the pastors of America to say, well, we're going to keep the abortion issue out of the church, we're going to keep homosexuality out, because it causes controversy and people might get miffed and then not put as much money in the offering plate. We have a duty to speak the whole truth, and this comes right out of the Old Testament, where God commands his great prophets like Jeremiah, saying, I've set you as a brazen wall and a fenced pillar against these people. I want you to speak the whole truth and not diminish a single word. And that, by God's grace, is what I'm trying to do. And that sometimes involves me in uncovering nasty conspiracies and saying politically incorrect things. But that's the price we have to pay in order to keep freedom alive.
Well, when there are those that are spreading half-truths and disinformation, it is up to the people that are seeking the truth and want to protect that as being a standard. I put a lot of things, Ted, under the subheading of integrity. But now it's getting to the point where they're precluding anybody from saying anything against the agendas, the social, you can call it social engineering, re-engineering, whatever you want to call it. But they're now preventing us. This is how bad they want this agenda taking root in America, and they want to protect it. Now the hate law crime comes. Now this is, in Orwellian terms, this is thought crime.
Yes.
Now, this year it may be on homosexuals. Next year it may be against crooked politicians that you're trying to influence people in your government, and you could be considered a hate crime terrorist. Oh,
yeah.
Well, wait a minute here. They already included that in the Patriot Act. If you're trying to influence your lawmakers, influence your government, you may be jailed under Homeland Security as being a terrorist, a domestic terrorist.
Yes.
This is how dangerous this is becoming.
Well, what these hate laws do once they get established in any country is they gradually proliferate outward through enabling legislation and judicial precedents and so on. They include more diverse groups. Everybody wants a part of the pie. Every group wants a specific protection from the government. And also, they tend to broaden out. And in fact, these hate laws always get started by the promises of the politicians that, no, everybody's rights are adequately protected. This is only against violent hate crimes, you know, blood, broken bones, and so on. We are not encroaching upon speech crimes. But as we're seeing in Philadelphia today under the Pennsylvania so-called anti-hate law, the police, the DA, the justice system of Philadelphia is aggressively going against the most fundamental First Amendment rights which we have enjoyed for several centuries.
Well, and this is no surprise. This is Senator Arlen Specter's home state. I would say that the ADL and like-minded individuals have a conduit through this man. Hate crimes, folks, I want to remind you what they did with Homeland Security and Patriot Act 1 and 2. Ted, we were constantly assured that, don't worry, this is not for domestic terrorism. This is for foreign terrorists that are threatening the sanctity and security and the liberty of all the people of America. Now, this is what we were told. But as we kept pouring through these documents and reading the fine print and reading the subsections, literally applies to every American in this country, now to the point where jurisprudence has been turned on its head, that if the government suspects you, you're automatically deemed guilty until you prove yourself innocent to the government and or its overzealous ladder-climbing prosecutors.
Yes. Yeah.
Now,
yes, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yes. Well, what we find is that while the original groups or group which may have been protected under civil rights legislation or hate crimes legislation may have been nothing more. For example, a lot of this started with the great Civil Rights Act of 1965, in which blacks were given special federal protection. They became really the first federally protected group. And some argue, of course, that the Constitution, adequately interpreted, could have done a complete and adequate job of taking care of the civil rights abuses against Negroes. But it is extended out now to sexual orientation, women, all kinds of minorities and ethnic groups.
All right, we got to take a break right here. My guest today, Reverend Ted Pike, founder of the The National Prayer Network. And National Prayer Network. We'll give the websites out, hatelawsexposed.org. Dial it up, folks. Let's get involved in this before they try to dummy all of us up.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels, just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio show.
Hate Laws is the brainchild of the ADL. 40 years ago, the Anti-Defamation League of the B'nai B'rith lobbied Parliament to pass Canada's anti-hate law. And you may be aware of Ernst Zundel's case. I haven't spoken a whole lot about that on this program, but that's being covered widely on the Internet. They are the architect of the present, as I said, hate crime bill before Congress, beginning its national model hate anti-hate law competition. That's right. They had a competition to see who can come up with the best hate laws. They had that in 1988. And you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the ADL has been involved with sending out information to law enforcement in this country. How long have they been doing this, Ted?
Actually, it was in 1990 that they got their Hate Crime Statistic Act passed. And under that, they pretty much have a mandate to preside over gathering of hate crime statistics, so-called hate crime statistics in America. And Janet Reno commanded the FBI to establish a liaison of communication with the ADL, and that exists, of course, in the Justice Department. But down at the local precinct level, you realize that every police station in the United States is taught by the ADL and has been for the last 15 years on what constitutes hate and hate crimes and how to report it. And, of course, as I think I mentioned on a previous broadcast, the ADL's definition of hate is very different from that we find in the Bible or in Webster's Dictionary. Their twisted definition contends that bias, that is prejudice or bias against some particular federally protected group, especially against homosexuals, equals hate. And if that hate is united with some kind of an offense, a small or great, then it becomes a hate crime.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they did in 1990 was they pooled the prize winner, which was Joseph Rybakov, his assertions that in his prize-winning proposal, which won first place and was awarded at the Hofstra Conference, which the ADL held in 1988 at Hofstra University, Rybakov's idea was that Christian organizations which show a video which has not been federally approved, which is critical of homosexuals, that the leadership of that organization should all be indicted as hate criminals. And similarly, if even thousands of members of that organization who allowed this federally unapproved film to be shown, they all should be indicted as hate criminals. And so the ADL took that information and pulled it with other input and created what they called a model anti-hate statute for America. And all during the 1990s, the ADL went around to every legislature, every state house in America, and convinced no less than 48 of the states to adopt some version of its so-called anti-intimidation law or anti-hate law.
Well, in this country, the white people are fast becoming a minority in this country. Are we going to enjoy the anti-hate laws if passed? Are they going to go after certain segments of society that are of different color or different belief systems? I guess you could make the case that the assault is against white Christian America. There are groups out there that have been hijacked or basically run by the feds. They're infiltrators to whip out and foment certain activities. These people, by and large, have been set aside. Now, we're not espousing hate, Reverend Pike. We're espousing a love of a culture, of a morality, of an ethic in this country. Of course, the government, we know, is morally, ethically, and financially bankrupt. We are we supposed to follow that pattern? And you must ask yourself the question, why? Why is this going on?
Yeah, there's a actually, as you mentioned earlier, there's a long-standing attempt to drag Christianity and Christian civilization down, especially Christians' right to freely speak from the Holy Scriptures and according to their conscience. And as early as the old Genocide Treaty in 1947, there was an attempt to bring America under the sovereignty of a universal a court of the nations in The Hague, whatever, that could actually deliver up Christians or patriots who caused, quote, mental harm to certain individuals. And that old Genocide Treaty was not enforceable. It didn't take. But what we see is around 1966 in Canada, the ADL, which is a part of the huge Jewish fraternal, educational, and religious organization, the Nye Berith International, they began lobbying through the Canadian branches of the ADL, which is the Nye Berith Canada, and the Canadian Jewish Congress, began lobbying Parliament in Ottawa for a hate crimes law. And there's a very well-publicized record of this. The ADL has been proud of how it has brought hate laws to Canada. And in 1971, the ADL was rewarded by the Parliament adopting its version of an anti-hate law for Canada, which basically bans free speech criticism of groups such as homosexuals.
So if you're in opposition to it and you've got a group, well, then you're dangerous. Your free speech, your free thought. And, well, while you got a minute here during the break, you folks out there, grab your Bible, Leviticus 20:13, and tell me what it says. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Stay connected
to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Folks, this is just not an issue here at home. We just got information from AP Steve Guterman. Russian lawmakers target Jewish groups. I want to talk about that a little bit later. Folks, the distinction is coming very quickly about the difference between Jews and Zionists. They call them now neocons in Washington, D.C., and it's the roadmap for Israeli peace, but we'll get into that a little bit later. Let me take one phone call before I bring up Michael Markovich. Renee in North Carolina, you're on with Reverend Ted Pike.
Yes. Now, I would think that we could agree upon the object of the Christian religion is to probably help as many people as you can in order to make this a better place. Can we agree on that?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Now, this is the deal, though, because there's been a great deal of bias in this whole thing, and I think it's been going on for so long that they don't really see it. And I think, but after I point it out, I think it's very obvious. Now, from my research, the prison population statistics, the male to female ratio is 17 to 1.
17 males to 1 female?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So the thing is, and what happens is I find that the religions, they're always jumping up and down about homosexuals and abortion.
Right.
Well, the only people that can do an abortion are the woman, and then you have the homosexuals, which are homosexuals. This leaves out, they're completely leaving out the sins of heterosexual males. You hardly ever hear them speak about rape, murder, abuse of women. I've never seen little crosses on the lawn for all the women who have died or been beaten by their boyfriends or husbands. The thing is, the church does not go after the demographic group that commits the most sin.
Well, what are we supposed to do about that? I think that the duty of a pastor from a pulpit is to even-handedly speak out against sin, but the feminists have gone so far overboard in the last 20 years in bashing the males and denigrating male leadership and male authority. I think the males have been very much trashed.
I call it emasculated, but continue.
Yeah. But I think, Renee, what we're talking about here today is the establishment of federally protected groups which are given law enforcement advantages, legal advantages, and so on, according to the law. And this includes homosexuals in a way that is vastly out of proportion both to their numbers in the population and their importance to society. And it's to the denigration of Christian values and Christian free speech. For example, here in Philadelphia, on October 10th, this OutFest organization claims 22,000 homosexuals were present there. There were 11 Christians on the sidelines singing one of them was singing to a megaphone, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." The 11 Christians were indicted with crimes totaling up to 47 years in prison. The 22,000 homosexuals were let go without any indictments. Now, there you have the extreme prejudice against Christians in America under hate laws.
Well, I agree that maybe, say, I'm against this unfairness. I am against it. But on the other hand, I think, how can I say this? There was a lot of unfairness in the past that was very biased and prejudiced in favor of the powerful white males in this country, where we women were not allowed to own property. We had to fight for 100 years to get our own men to give us the vote. They gave it to the black males before they gave it to the women.
Well,
these are historical facts.
Well, do me a favor, pull her down, Paul. Renee, just hang on here a second. I don't know if you're a Bible-believing Christian woman or not, but if you read the Bible, the man is the head of the household. The man takes the responsibility. The men in this country have been emasculated. We have allowed women to, against, and Ted, maybe you can speak on this better than I can, we have allowed the women to be elevated equally to men. Now, I don't know where this is going to go. I already know the direction it's going in, and I don't like it. Do you like women being on par, being on board submarines and Navy ships, being in foxholes with men? Do you want a future for women such as that? Renee?
Can I talk? I've been cut down. I don't know if I'm on or off.
Yeah, I did that. I did that because you wouldn't let me get a word in edgewise. And Renee, to be fair about this, every time you call up in this program, I let you speak. But please don't tell me to shut up, okay?
I haven't. You're
Go ahead, Renee.
Things.
Go ahead, Renee. Finish, because we have another guest waiting.
The thing is, how can I say this? A lot of Christianity has been warped. to the point where Jesus would not recognize it. And the thing is, a lot of people pick and choose the parts of the Bible that are in their own best interest.
And the feminists pick the parts of the Bible they don't agree with, and they go against God's law. So, you know, where are you at with that? I tell you what, why don't you go argue with God about that issue? Because I think his word has been laid down. Thank you, Renee. I appreciate your call. Ted, you want to comment about that, or you just want to move on?
Well, I think that homosexuality and abortion are huge issues, and the Bible is very clear concerning the sanctity of human life and the abomination that constitutes homosexuality. You mentioned before the break Leviticus, and here in chapter 20, 13, it says if there is a man who lies with a male as those who lie with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. That's not the opinions of some people, some religionists who want to twist the Bible. That's foundational truth out of the Holy Scriptures.
And you're either you believe the Scriptures as written or you don't. I see people, as Renee pointed out, people like to pick and choose, but I also see her picking and choosing. Now, I've gone into the subject. I don't want to do it on today's program because we've got Michael Markovich hanging online here, but I've spoken to the issue about the women's vote. I have already talked about this on this program. I've talked about women's role in society. And a lot of these women, the feminists, that if you delve and you look into the program and who was behind that, it was to break the family unit apart. We've got 50% divorce rate in this country. Are you happy with that? I'll tell you what, you feminists out there keep pushing. And you're going to be going to the local drugstore for your test tube in vitro process because there's not going to be any men around anymore. For those women that enjoy men taking the heat and the responsibility of life and protecting women, you've struck out on your own. If you don't like what you're seeing, it's not our fault. At this point, let me bring up Michael Markovich. Michael, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I know you've been listening to this conversation. We got a little off track, but, well, maybe Mr. Pike, we didn't get that far off track. But you were at the this demonstration. You were one of the people that got arrested. Would you tell the listeners, in case they missed the last time that you gentlemen were on, tell the listeners exactly what happened, what charges were placed against you, and what's going on right now in the courts?
Absolutely. On October 10th, there's an Outfest, which was held in Philadelphia. And this is where thousands upon thousands of homosexuals gather in the streets to celebrate the sin of homosexuality. They have it every year. We were at last year's Outfest without any type of incident, meaning that we weren't interfered by with the police. But this year is a little bit different, where there was 11 of us that were there, age ranging 17 to 72. And as we're there singing on the public sidewalk, blessed be the name of the Lord, the police began to say we couldn't stand in that spot. So we obeyed and moved to the next spot and stopped where they told us. And soon enough, short of being ejected from the event, the police arrested us. And we spent 21 hours in jail. We were charged with 3 felonies and 5 misdemeanors. Amongst those felonies was ethnic intimidation, which is a hate crime under Pennsylvania law. Now, none of the Pink Angels, which was a group that was designated to block the sidewalk, to circle us, to impede our way, and to blow ear-piercing whistles to drown out our message, none of them were charged or cited with any crime. And now we're in the court system. There is 5 of us that remain, 4 adults and 1 teenager. The 17-year-old is in a separate juvenile justice system. And she has 3 felonies and 5 misdemeanors and will be put on trial on February 18th.
Now, did you just say 3 felonies and 5 misdemeanors?
That is correct.
For doing what? What
we
are they saying that this one individual did that would bring the wrath of the state down with felonies and misdemeanors?
They actually never pinpointed exactly what the 17-year-old girl did. In fact, in Pennsylvania, you're supposed to clearly state why she was arrested and the reasons for that. But they did not do it in any of the cases. And the judge held the 4 of us in the adult system over for trial, dismissed the charges against all the women, and there was 2 men in that group as well. So there were 6 cases that were dismissed, 4 remain in the adult system, and then 5 in the juvenile justice system. And we're still waiting to get some further information as to the exact crimes we committed. They had stated that our message was something that would cause a riot. In other words, there was no riot, but they said that as Christians and with signs that specifically call homosexuality sin, whether they be from Leviticus 18:22 or homosexuality is sin, Christ could set you free, was one of the signs we had, that type of message is so contradictory to the message that was being celebrated that potentially there could have been a riot. It was a safety issue.
Okay. Now, potentially there could have been a riot. They claimed that they had 21, 22,000 there. You had 11 people.
I think now, they were claiming 30,000, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, they always like to beef up the numbers. It's vogue, don't you know, to be a part of something that's big?
Yes, well, exactly. We didn't even see, I don't think, 1,000 people. I mean, there's maybe 100 or so that were there when we were at the event, the beginning of it.
This is the question that needs to be asked then. If you are being accused of some kind of hate crime, which they can't really be specific on, and I can venture a guess as to why they're not being specific, because quite frankly, they don't know what to charge you with. This is all brand new stuff, so we'll just charge and figure it out as we go along. But was there any one of the 11 members of this group that specifically targeted anybody to entice violence or to enrage them? Now, here's the question. If you are being charged under some hate crime law and you were only 11 and they were over 20,000, couldn't this be used in reverse as being hate crimes against them?
Well, most of the charges we received, if you look at if they're using this scenario, of course, it should have been the opposite. They, the Pink Angels, who were surrounding us, blowing whistles and being, you know, causing a reckless endangerment of another person by their actions, if they want to really target it in that format, yeah, we see them being charged under ethnic intimidation, which is also covers religion, and our Christian religion teaches that homosexuality is sin, so they're speaking against us and trying to create, targeting us using these crimes. So essentially, yeah, that possibly could have been the case.
Well, but I don't want to play that game because that then becomes a dangerous game. You almost lend credibility to their argument that hate crime laws should be passed and should be enforced. And I don't want to go there because what I see this simply as is a society that is on a downhill slide, a sleigh ride to hell in quick order. What I see this as is people opposing. And I don't know how people anymore, by what standard they gauge a fabric of society, its sense of justice, its sense of morality, because to these people, it's all relative from one day to the next. There are no standards. There is no bedrock in which to build. And what I see coming out of these people is the most virulent hate. And the message itself is just so, to many, so appalling. But to silence the people that would and probably will stand up against this is to serve to intimidate. So they are going to change the rules here. They're going to unweave the fabric of this society to get their political message across. Now, I'm getting tired of judges striking out on their own and legislating from benches. I'm getting tired of seeing our government, under the guise of protecting, actually promoting homosexuality in this country. And you weren't around for this one, Michael, but I'll tell you what I said. I don't care what people do with their private parts in the privacy of their own bedroom, in their own home. I don't want to see state-sponsored and funded and mandated programs to try to legitimize homosexuality. That's where I draw the line here in America. This has to be curtailed. Now, if you want to hate against individuals, keep pushing the agenda. Keep pushing the agenda that will draw the ire of the so far pretty silent majority. Your comments.
I would say that when we look at what you're mentioning there in relationship to funding, City of Philadelphia funds Philly Pride Presents every year that sponsors out that's $22,500. And other homosexual groups with other events through the years have been funding these particular types of events by the hundreds of thousands of dollars. So the state sponsored, in this case the city sponsored, monies that are being directed to celebrating this is absolutely astounding. And it should concern every taxpayer.
Well, does this smack or smell of an agenda? Do we have the city of Philadelphia going out and promoting other groups? It seems to me like the state of Pennsylvania wants you people to shut up, and you're going to be the test case.
Yeah, that's certainly what it looks like. And when we look at some of the things that have been happening in Philadelphia, the tourism advertising now is targeting homosexuals, meaning that they're attracting them to the city. They are spending, their officials are judges in their parades from the city. Mayor John Street, who's in that corruption scandal now, was at last year's outfit, standing on the stage with the rainbow tie and talking, giving out awards to people.
I'll make them a deal. I won't shove my heterosexuality in their face as long as they don't shove their homosexuality in my face. I think we should just call it even and everybody live their own lives. But, you know, it's going to come to the point where teaching heterosexuality as a normal way of life may be one day considered a hate crime in America. We'll be right back with our guest.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours, of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Somebody made mistakes when they're getting away. Leaving next week's hanging jury far behind them. A prisoner on all the choices they've made. Night train.
All right, we're back. Phone lines are starting to load up. Michael, can you spend part of the next hour with us?
Absolutely.
And Reverend Pike?
You bet.
Okay, real good. Let's go to the phones. If you would, Paul Martin, wipe out that stuff at the top. That's confusing me. All right, let's go to Richard in Alabama. Hello, Richard. Thanks for calling.
When you're talking about sexual perversion, you better overlook the little examples and look at the really big, big example that's happening right here in Alabama. Now, it's hard to say what this is, but suppose the Nazis, in order to destroy the Jews in Germany, had decided to invade every Jewish home and seize all the Jewish girls and accuse the family of abusing them, taking all the Jewish girls and stuck them into Aryan foster homes and forced them to sleep in quarters, cramped quarters, with Aryan foster brothers, forced them to become pregnant and have non-Jewish babies. Now, I think we would still be screaming, and we'd probably kill half of the, you know, we would just get furious, and it would be something to talk about for centuries. But right here in Alabama, we've got these interracial foster homes that have been created by our courts. And they put these black boys and white girls into, make them foster brothers and foster sisters, and they stick them into houses, and they are now producing babies. And each baby that is given, that comes out, is another $1,500 a month for foster granny and foster granddad. And the state courts just think it's wonderful. And there's nobody, no Republicans are saying anything about it. No Democrats will say anything about it. It's growing. It's prospering. And it's just perversion. And nobody can say a word about it because, well, the pastors are all busy screaming about the homos.
Well, and I'll tell you something. Adultery, most people... And you have to understand this about the Bible. When it talks about adultery, it wasn't talking about a man seeking out another woman outside of his own marriage. What adultery was talking about was adulterating or mixing the bloods. Now, a lot of people will flat out deny that. The new Christian age people will say, oh, no, adultery means messing around on your husband or your wife. That's not what adultery means. And in the case here with what you're talking about, foster parents, I got to look here for my producer. Did I? Okay. With the big brother, big sister thing. Well, the homosexuals and lesbians have already been into that they want to be recognized by law that they're able to be big brothers and big sisters. We've seen the case against Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. This keeps going on. And quite frankly, it's getting out of hand, and everybody is dummying up. Now, we're at a very poignant point in American history right now. The family is under assault. I want people to think about what they think a family is, the true definition of a family, and then you tell me how the rest of this stuff fits in. We'll return on the other side of this break. Richard, just hang on if you have any further comments. My guest today is Reverend Ted Pike and Michael Markovich, and he was one of the 11 arrested in Pennsylvania not too long ago. John, Jim, DJ, and others. Richard, as I said, hang on. The International Shortwave listeners, 3210 on your shortwave dial, second hour National Intel Report.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used expertise in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.